Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Can you hear me now? I'm talking about what ha the dead bodies found at Tuam, County Galway, in that Bon Secours sister's home, where they looked after unnupturally solemnized children and their mothers, because some people commented earlier couldn't hear me. So people saying, isn't it ghastly that so many children died? Why? Was there malnutrition? Was it insanitary? There just wasn't enough medical care, there wasn't enough staff. Obviously, parents will care for their own child much more than someone will care for other children, and they were just overloaded, these nuns. Some of them are elderly, frail, and so forth. Goodness. Now, I don't want to be too cynical, and I would think the vast majority of these mothers are completely innocent, but did some mothers even want their children to die because then they didn't get out of there? I have no evidence that's true, or to the contrary. So it's not an allegation I'm making. There I am thinking aloud. But anyway, many politicians in the Republic of Ireland further afield have said it's dreadful what happened. This must never happen again, and it absolutely is dreadful. All these dead babies. Okay, death is usually sad. It may come as a release for a very, very elderly person who's in terrible pain. It's easier to take if the person who's died is of a very advanced age. And it just ends somebody's suffering is obviously all the worse the younger the person is. It's staggering and sickening, of course, that the very same politicians who be crying crocodile tears over the premature deaths of these little children have condemned a whole generation of children to death, and of children about the same age will be legally murdered in the Republic of Ireland, and that will be applauded by so many politicians, particularly on the left, some on the right as well. And the centre, certainly virtually everyone in the Labour Party, or the Social Democrats, Sinn Féin mostly, and some in Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, some Fine Gael. And that's sickening because it doesn't matter whether this child was 40 weeks gestational age or 1 week gestational age or was born and was 1 or 2 years old, it has exactly the same effect. We don't want dead children, and then you'll be filling up these graves. You could have a skeleton of a child, and they would say, oh, that's absolutely fine if this child was murdered in utero. People don't grasp the cognitive dissonance. How can you pity the death of an innocent child, and yet applaud the death of an innocent child, completely depending upon whether this child was inside or outside his or her mother's uterus? A difference is of a few centimeters, as though that makes some sort of moral difference, as that somehow dehumanizes the person, as though that changes the status of the person. And obviously, it's not remotely healthcare at all. What do these children die of? Maybe respiratory conditions in some cases. And of course, it is through stopping the respiratory function that many of these children will be murdered. It might be through cardiac arrest in a few cases. And of course, cardiac arrest is precisely what demagogues in Ireland and other countries wish to inflict upon these children. I don't think it's d dismemberment, but vivisection, of course, is what they want to inflict on the little children. It might be malnutrition. And of course, some of these demagogues, they want to cut children off from oxygen, hypoxia. Well, malnutrition, but there's obviously hypoxia is what kills the children first. So it is revolting that these demagogues will be leading a merry dance over the graves of little children, cheering on the murder of girls and boys, at the same time pretending to be sympathetic, to be grief-stricken about what happened to these children a long time ago. We can't bring back these little girls and boys who died a long time ago. And yes, it is pitiful. But what we can do is to save children now and in future from suffering a similar fate. And so surely we should put all our efforts into making sure that there's child protection, and child protection begins in utero. Okay, make mothers a safe space for children. It's not like we have to choose between them. It's virtually never the case that the health of the mother is the health of the child, and vice versa. Okay, so we want to save children, stop violence against children, and that's what precisely what abortion is. We used to be morally upstanding. Ireland, particularly the Republic, whatever our failings, until 2008, we were good on this one. We stood tall, most civilized country in the Western world on this. And sadly, there's been a terrible degeneration. We've gone back to barbarism, to human sacrifice, to infanticide. And it is utterly disgustful, a very regrettable declension. It's a retrograde step. It's going back to savagery. It's a new dark age. People doing it for entirely selfish reasons. Somehow in the 19th century, we could have half a dozen children on average. We could afford it when there was poverty, real poverty. Now, when we're one of the richest countries in the world, we can't afford to have one child in some cases. This child would want to be murdered because, ooh, then I couldn't afford my holiday in Skiathos. Then I couldn't go off and do my master's degree. Well, you could do so, not necessarily this year. Then I couldn't afford my expensive clothes or something like that. And I remember a woman who murdered a child in London saying, well, because then my husband wouldn't be able to afford it to be a member of his golf club. I mean, wow, just absolutely nauseating that someone would murder his only child. This woman who called herself a feminist would go along with that for what such utterly selfish and trivial reasons, as their membership of a golf club was somehow more important than somebody else's life. Imagine if you were murdered. So that would allow someone else to afford to be part of a golf club. It's even worse to do it to a child than it is to do it to an adult. Anyway, stop violence against children. Don't let anyone tell you it is healthcare. It's not. And it's not bodily autonomy because a baby is not a mother. All right, the baby's got a he or she has a separate body to the mother. And I don't have a uterus. And yes, I do have an opinion. And no, you're not going to shut me up. And I will not be silent. And I know I'm a stuck record. And I can't keep harping on about this and banging on and boring people to submission. But people hear this, abortion is healthcare. They hear that mantra from the child abuse industry so much that they fall for it because repetition will overcome people's critical faculties. So people's cognitive ability can be really suppressed, overwhelmed by this incessant bombardment with these outright lies. And otherwise, morally upstanding people, intelligent people, people blessed with wisdom, they will go along with this flagrant lie, because obviously you're bad, you're extreme. Saving children is somehow far right or I don't know, or misogynistic. It's not misogynistic to save children, is it? To save girls and boys, to save women from the harm abortion does to them. Because if a woman's got a shred of decency, she'll be guilt-stricken for the rest of her life, and many are. And some of them respond to that by being shrill and shrieking and just be in denial for the rest of their lives. Because deep down, they know that they've committed murder and that they just can't face up to that. But the only way back from that, of course, is to become a pro-life activist. Because a mother who's done this to her daughter or son can never, ever bring that daughter or son back for a single second. The only thing she can do is to make sure other children are spared that gruesome fate. And I always say you need to underline this as well. Fathers are just as guilty. Not in every case, the father may not have known that his child was in the mother's womb. But a father might have been neutral, might have been against, but the fathers sometimes expedite this. They sometimes incite the crime. Their accessoryship makes them as guilty as a principal. They sometimes pressurize her, cajole her, coerce her, threaten her with violence, use actual violence. So fathers are sometimes more guilty, mothers are sometimes innocent. And of course, if it really is to save the mother's life, then she's completely innocent. Anyway, do what you can to save children. Maybe somebody saved you.